in the nose on left field, way over towards the left field side near the foul line. Good flood in center field, over in left center field. One strike pitch to Ritchie is called strike two as Jackson working quickly here, picks up two quick strikes. Larry Jackson last year won 14-mile, losing the 11 ball game, got off to a very slow start, then won 11 out of his next 12 starts. Has a lifetime record of 85 wins and 75 losses. 30 years old, he's the number one right-hander. Now the two-strike pitch to Ashburn. Hit down through the hole in the left field, a base hit, and Richie gets his first base hit of the 1962 season. That puts the runner at first base and brings up Felix Mantilla. Well, Richie had to thread the needle. He had about 15 feet to hit that one between the third baseman and the shortstop, and he did. He hit it sharply on the ground in the left field. So tip number three picked up by the New York Mets. And coming down now, Felix Mantilla, who grounded out to the third baseman. Last year hit 215 for Milwaukee as a utility ball player. Has a lifetime average of 231. Now out on the mound, Jackson talking with the shortstop, Gauthier, and the second baseman, Javier. And they're evidently going over who will cover if a double play situation comes up as far as the pitcher's concerned. Normally the second baseman or the shortstop, either one designated before the ball game, will give a sign to the other ball player as to who will cover on each pitch. They shift around depending actually on the speed of the pitch, the fastball or the curveball. Ashburn with a good sized lead at first base draws a throw, but he gets back in time. Mantilla right-hander deep in the box. Jackson looking, throws home. It's high for ball one. On deck, Johnny Neal. Coaching at third base, Dolly Hemus giving the sign to the batter. Felix Mantilla looks down to see what's going on. Score 2-0 in favor of the St. Louis Cardinals. Stop at the third. Jackson checking Ashburn at first. There's the ball fouled away. Strike one. One ball, one strike. The field condition here at First Stadium is not good. Yesterday's opener postponed because of rain, and it was actually mainly due to the field condition being so wet that the game could not be played. That's the first opener that's been postponed in St. Louis in 25 years. 1-1 count on Mantilla. Jackson checking Ashburn at first. Comes to the plate. Curveball at high. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. They've explained in his seventh major league season. Now Gauthier comes on in to talk to Jackson once more. This is the 87th National League opener. First game was played way back in 1876 when Boston beat Philadelphia 6-5. A couple of scores on the big board in left center field. Houston 2, the Cubs nothing at the end of 2. Minnesota nothing, Kansas City nothing at the end of 2. Right here, it's 2-0 Cardinals, top of the third. Now set to go, a check in the swing, it's up high, ball three. So Jackson now behind three balls and one strike. Ashburn at first base, one man out. No wind at all at this point. Earlier in the ball game, it was blowing in slightly from left field. In fact, it held up a real strong bit by Larry Jackson for a home run off of Roger Craig. Both teams with three hits. Ashburn checking the coach at first, Tiffy Lavagetto, looking for the steal. He goes, the pitch is swung on, foul down in the dirt off of the foot of the catcher, Gene Oliver. And time is called. That'll send Ashburn back as the count goes full. Three balls and two strikes. Now the trainer coming out to take a look at the right foot of the catcher. Jackson there talking it over with him, and now Bill White coming in to see what's going on. Cardinals jumped out to a quick lead in the first inning when after Kurt Flood had flied out to center field, Javier singled the left. Bill White then moved him down to second base with a single. And he scored in a bloop single by Stan Musial. And then Bill White, who had gone over to third base on a box, scored on an infield out by Ken Boyer. The only two runs in the ballgame. Now 3-2 pitch to Felix Mantilla. Ashburn goes. The pitch is swung on, foul back of the screen. Another kind of hold. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes with one out. Fine crowd on hand. It was estimated that they would draw approximately 20,000 people for the opening night. And in spite of the fact that the temperature has to be pretty close to 50 degrees, we have about that many out here. Bleachers in left field and in right field, practically full. Now the 3-2 setup. Mantilla the batter. Ashburn being held. Now goes. The pitch is hit on the ground and fouled. So once again, the count will stay at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Well, Ashburn, who had trouble all spring with his leg, now getting a good workout running on the 3-2 pitch. For the ball game, he said his leg, actually both legs, have come along very nicely, and he's in good shape to start the season. The Mets had very little injury trouble during spring training. 3-2, Mantilla the batter. Ashburn does not go. The pitch is high, and Mantilla gets first base free. So Jackson gives up his first walk of the ball game. And that moves Ashburn 90 feet down to second base, puts Mantilla on first. He's a potential time run, and the batter is Charlie Neal. Neal fought out to right field, actually a semi-line drive. He is 0 for 1, has a lifetime average of 265. Last year with the Los Angeles Dodgers at 235. Richie Ashburn at second base, at first base Mantilla, at the plate Charlie Neal, infield playing straight away, outfield straight away, the on deck batter Frank Thomas. One man down, the score 2-0, St. Louis Cardinals. Jackson checking Ashburn at second, comes inside with a slider, ball one. Neal moving away, falls down on the ground, it wasn't too close. One ball, no strikes. Charlie Neal had a fine spring for the Mets. And manager Casey Stengel says you got to figure this man in the first division as a second baseman. He can play on any team. Next pitch, foul away, strike one. One ball, one strike. Charlie Neal can play shortstop, although the Mets have not used him there at any time. Ashburn looking down at Charlie Hemus at third base, fourth time. Mantilla at first base has a short lead. Joe White playing behind him. One man out. Jackson checking Ashburn. Now comes with a 1-1 pitch. It's up high. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. One out. Jackson is 30 years old, 6'2". Weighs 190 pounds. The 2-1 pitch to Neal is inside, ball three. So now Jackson a pitch away from loading him up. 3 balls and 1 strike. Jackson last year got off to a very slow start when he had his jaw broken with a piece of a flying bat from the batter Duke Snyder. Halfway mark, he had won 3 games while losing 8. Then he came on to win 11 of his next 12 and ended up with a season of 14-11. Now the 3-1 pitch to Charlie Neal. On the ground, through to right field, a base hit. Ashburn running third will come on in. Mantilla is going over to third base. The throw was not cut off by Gojai, but Charlie Neal holds it first, and the Mets have scored their first run of the 1962 season and their first run in their history in the National League play. It's a 2-1 game. Runners at first and third base, and the batter is Frank Thomas. Charlie Neal with a base hit through the hole in the right field. Picked up his first run batted into the 1962 season. The game is 2-1 in favor of the Cardinals, and Frank Thomas steps in. Frank was out on the ground at the shortstop in his first try. Last year hit .281 for the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. He had 27 home runs and 73 runs batted in. He has a lifetime average of .268. at first base. At second base, at third base, Felix Mantilla. And the first pitch to Thomas is swung on and missed, strike one. Good curveball by Larry Jackson on the outside corner. Two to one Cardinals, top of the third inning. Thomas, the cleanup batter, playing in left field, stands right on top of the plate. You can't get any closer. Jackson looks in for the sign and backs off the mound, asks for another. Dean Oliver, the catcher, gives it to him. He set Neal with a short lead at first base. One out, and the pitch to Thomas is hit out to center field, deep to center field. Blood is there. Neal has tagged up at first base. The runner third tagged up has come on in, and that ties it up at 2-2. So Frank Thomas on a sacrifice fly to deep center field ties the game up at 2 apiece. As Mantilla scores from third base and on the throw into second base, Charlie Neal went back into first. That brings up Gus Bell. Gus got the first base hit for the Mets in the second inning, a single to center field. Gus got a 255. A throw to first base. Neal dives back in, got back in safely. Jackson with a good move to first base. Just a left-handed batter. And the first pitch to him, a fastball, a top side, ball one. Two runs are in, the game all tied up at 2-2, top of the third inning. Just playing his 13th Major League season. Outfield sliding to right. Again, that quick throw to first base, and Neal goes back in on his hands and knees this time. The play is not quite that close, but Neal is taking no chances. Time called has just stepped out of the batter's box. The on-deck batter is Gil Hodges. Larry Jackson, the right-hander now, checking Neal at first. Still looking. Now comes to the plate. It's hit to right field. High in the air. Musial back on the warning track. Has room. And he makes the catch. And so now with the score all tied, the New York Mets score their first two runs of the 1962 season. In the inning for the Mets. Two runs. On two bases. No errors. One man left in the score. At the end of 2 1/2 innings of play, the New York Mets 2, the St. Louis Cardinals 2. Coming up now, jazz, blues, suave, and sweet. Why don't you listen? People everywhere sing out, my beer is Rhine Gold, the dry beer. And dry tells you why. Yes, sir. Dry tells you Rhine Gold has a brisk, bright, clean taste all of its own. Discover the difference dry makes. Pour yourself a tall, refreshing glass of Rhine Gold Extra Dry. Enjoy it along right with a ball game. Well, now when we have a quick second, we pause for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady.
All set to go. The bottom half of the third and the first pitch. The leadoff man for the Cardinals, Kurt Flood, is outside ball one. On the mound for the New York Mets, Roger Craig, the score of the game 2-2. Bottom half of the third inning. For the right-hander, lines one by Zimmer to left field of base hit. Coming in now, Thomas picks it up, holds him, and Flood has his first base hit of the 1962 season. Hit number four off Roger Craig, the hits are all even. quite had previously flied out to center field as the leadoff batter for the Cardinals. He is now 1-for-2, and the batter is stepping on Julian Javier. Javier with a base hit to left field, and his first time up, he scored a run. First one of the ball game. The right-handed batter hit 279 last year to lead all second basemen in the National League in batting. Roger Craig, the right-hander, Flood can fly at first base. He's got a good lead. 2-2 game. First pitch is Craig. Attempted a bunt down the third base line. Foul back in Orlando's glove. Strike one. Javier, a very fast man. Similar third base playing very shallow. Outfield straight away. And both Johnny Neal and Mantilla short at their respective positions of second base and shortstop. Flood at first base, very speedy. The batter, Javier, very speedy. Roger Craig into the stretch, checking the runner at first base. Then to the plate. There goes Flood, a pitch out to throw to second base. On the wrong side, and Flood gets in. So Kurt Flood with a stolen base. As the throw had to be a perfect throw to get him. The throw was on the wrong side of the bag. No play made. And the count, one ball, one strike. That puts the potential go-ahead run at second base with no one out in the bottom half of the third. Right now into the stretch into the plate. A smash in the left field on the ground. And they hit. Here comes Flood around third base. Thomas up. Does not throw. That Flood stopped there with no one out. And the throw goes in the second base. So now the Cardinals with a score tied 2-2 have runners at first and third base with no one out in the batter's Bill White. White picked up a single in his only down at bat in the game. He is 1-for-1. Left-handed batter now. Zimmer is talking to Roger Craig in the mound. Hit number 5 picked up by the St. Louis Cardinals. Bill White, who hit 286 last year. 20 home runs, 90 runs batted in. He has a lifetime average of 281. Big, strong left-handed batter acquired from the San Francisco Giants. Runners at first and third, the infield back. First pitch is down the third. Landis keeps it in front of him. Ball one. Third ball, that was too low. Now time is called as Tom Gorman walks out in front of home plate. He wants the ball looked at. It is looked at by second base umpire Ed Sudol. Two game. Cardinals now in the bottom half of the third, but runners at first and third base. No one out. Bill White the batter. The on-deck batter, Sam Usual. Now Craig set to the plate. Swung on, a foul tip down the dirt, strike one. One ball, one strike. Roger Craig, 6'4", making his debut for the New York Mets. Last year was 5-6 for the Los Angeles Dodgers. He appeared in 40 games. Now the pitch to Bill White, 2-0, ball 2. Craig missing with a slider down below the knees. 2 balls, 1 strike. Zimmer playing back at third base. They're going for the double play. They'll give up the run. First base, Hodges puts the tag on, but Javier is back easily. Now Craig calls time. He wants a new ball. And Tom Gorman gives it to him. And Craig says, I want another one. He changes again. Pitcher can get a new ball at any time in a ball game. A batter can only request that a ball be put in play. Minnesota's gone out in front of Kansas City in the top of the 4-2-0. Got hit, 2-2. Craig on the mound, set to go. At the end of three, Houston 2, Chicago nothing. End of the stretch, and the pitch to Bill White, lying to right field. That's what Chicago got in front, 3-2. Here comes Bell throw across the diamond. It's cut off by Mancilla. Out of the air, goes into third base, and White ends up at first. So Bill White picks up his second single in the ball game. He drives in his first run. The score now, the St. Louis Cardinals 3, the New York Mets 2. Well, there was no doubt about that base hit. It was a line shot to right field. Now warming up in the bullpen, Craig Moorhead for the New York Mets. Number 6 for the Cardinals. And the batter, Sam Musial. Sam drove in the first run of the game when he dropped a single in front of Frank Thomas in left field. And this fellow holds the highest lifetime batting average of any active player in Major League Ball, .333. Last year, he hit .288 for the Cardinals. And he has a total of 444 home runs in his Major League career. Left-handed batter, and the first pitch to Stan is outside. A fastball. Ball one. Javier at third base. At first base, Bill White. Base control has not been too sharp tonight. Pitch back to Stan. Line to right field. Bell is going over near the wall. That's off. Moves on down to second base. If you saw him, he went from the right fielder Gus Bell to Johnny Neal to the catcher Lander. 9-4-2. A run is in, and the score of the ball game is now 4-2 St. Louis Cardinals, and Stan Musial picked up his second hit of the ball game and his second run batted in. It took a perfect throw by Johnny Neal in the second base cutoff position to Neal. Bill White trying to score from first base, and it was perfect. Randall's got the ball just as White arrived. The tag was unnecessary because the throw was in perfect position. And now the batter is Ken Boyer. Boyer drove in a run and he grounded out to Zimmer. Takes down low, ball one. He is 0-1. Sam Musial with the double on the base hit. Pitch to Boyer is outside, ball two. So Roger Craig now is Sam Musial at second base, has a 2-0 count on Ken Boyer, right-handed batter. Boyer last year, .329. He had 24 home runs, 95 runs batted in. He has a lifetime batting average of .299. Craig throws a foul tip, strike one. Two balls, one strike, one out. 4-2 game, the St. Louis Cardinals, bottom half of the third inning. Moorhead still throwing in the bullpen for the New York Mets. As Roger Craig looks in for the sign on the 2-1 pitch. Musial with a short lead at second base. The ball is on the ground to the shortstop side. Zimmer cuts it off, a fine play to throw to Hodges in time. Don Zimmer cutting across in front of the shortstop man. Tia made a one-handed glove catch of the hard ground ball. Turned through in time to get Boyer free first for out number two. On the play, Stan Musial held at second base, and the batter stepping in is Manny Manoso. Also fouled out in the first inning. Right-handed batter who hit .280 for the Chicago White Sox last year. He has a lifetime average of .304. The Angel at second base with two outs. Craig throws, it's outside, ball one. Slider missing off the outside corner. One ball, no strike. Craig looking for the sign from Hobie Landreth. Throws, too low, ball two. Slider down below the knee. Two balls and no strike. Roger Craig, wearing 38 on the mound for the New York Mets. At first base is Gil Hodges. Charlie Neal at second. What a fine play. He just pulled off to get wide at home on a relay throw. Felix Mantee at shortstop. Don Zimmer at third. Frank Thomas in left field. Ricky Ashburn in center field. Jeff Bell at right field. And Hobie Landreth giving the 2-0 sign to Roger Craig. And also, lines one to right field. Ball coming on, can't get to it. Takes it on the first down. Here comes the throw to home. Newsom is going to score. And now they have Peroso on the rundown. It's over to Johnny Neal, back to the pitcher. And now Zimmer makes the play, and they say that possibly there's an argument on the play, but it is not ruled obstruction at all. And if you're scoring on the play, another run has come into the ball game. It's 5-2 in favor of the Mets. As Manolo gets the single to drive in his first run. And the scoring on the rundown play from the right fielder Gus Bell to the first baseman Gil Hodges to the second baseman Charlie Neal and back to Don Zimmer at first base. So it goes 9-3, 4-5. And in the inning for the St. Louis Cardinals, they pick up 3 runs on 5 base hits, and the score at the end of 3 complete innings of play, the St. Louis Cardinals, 5, the New York Mets, 2. Well, in this first ball game of the 1962 season, we've seen plenty of action already. And the New York Mets have scored their first 2 runs ever. The first base hit picked up by a Met in a ball game. And their history was by Gus Bell in the second inning. There's the official announcement that the run scored by Stan Musial was his 1,859th run scored in his Major League career, and it ties the all-time National League record held by Mel Ott. Well, that's going to be one of probably many records, National League all-time records, that Stan Musial will set this year. He has a chance to set the all-time record in hits. That's held by Honus Wagner. The all-time record in that bat, which also is held by Honus Wagner. The all-time record of runs batted in held by Mel Ott. The all-time record of games played held by Wagner. The all-time record of Major League base hits, long hits held by Babe Ruth. The all-time record of total bases held by Kahn. Stan Musial just tying one of the all-time records. Now we're at the top of the fourth. And the first batter, Gil Hodges, takes outside from Larry Jackson. Larry Jackson working in the top of the fourth inning. The score of the ball game, 5-2 in favor of the St. Louis Cardinals, as they have gone out in front in the third with 3 big runs. Gil popped up to the third baseman. He is 0-for-1. Right-hander back, and there's a drive deep to left field. This one could go all the way. Manolo's back by the ball. He can't get to it. A home run. Gil Hodges with a home run for the New York Mets. Their first run, that 362 for Gil Hodges, the first run of this ball game, and the score of the game is now 5-3. That was a deep drive to left field against the wind that went in about 14 rows in the area, about 358 feet away from home plate, and now Don Zimmer steps in. 5-3 in favor of the St. Louis Cardinals. Don has a single, a one time up. Big tie, ball one. Right-handed batter against Larry Jackson. That home run by Gil Hodges has just placed him ahead of Joe DiMaggio on the all-time home run list. A swing and a foul, strike one. One ball, one strike, Don Zimmer. Yeah. still throwing in the bullpen for the New York Mets. Now Larry Jackson with his 1-1 pitch to the right-handed batter Zimmer. Hard ground ball down to Javier at second base. He moves to his right, comes up, throws in time. Out number one. Out, the batter is Hobie Landreth, left-handed batter for the New York Mets. He bats in the eighth position. He popped up to the second baseman in his first try in 1962. There's a drive to right field, down the right field line, but going foul. Landreth picking on a slow curveball, winged it down the right field line, but just a little bit too far in the foul territory. Strike one. The field dimensions here at Busch Stadium, 310 feet down the right field line. In right center, 354 feet. But running from the 310 mark to the 354 mark, a high screen, so a home run has to travel about 30 feet in the air above the ground level. Jackson back outside, ball one. One ball, one strike. In straightaway center field, it's 422 feet. In left center field, 379 feet. And down the left field line, 351. This is a left-handed hitter's ballpark. Jackson in the windup, and back to Landers with a 1-1 pitch. A let-up is fouled away, strike two. One ball, two strikes. Two pitch to Landreth outside, ball two, fastball just missing off the corner. Two balls, two strikes, one out. 5-3, St. Louis Cardinals. Bottom makes at the top of the fourth inning. Jackson back in a fly ball out to left field, coming on slowly, but also he's there, pounds his glove once and makes the catch. Roman also makes his first put out in the National League, and we have a pinch hitter coming up for the New York Mets. Boucher now coming in, the bat for the New York Mets. Ed Boucher, and that means that Roger Craig will go out of the ballgame and warming up in the bullpen for the Mets. Craig Moorhead. Bob Moorhead, number 22, will come in the game in place of Roger Craig. Boucher takes it inside, ball one. Boucher, left-handed batter. Jackson back, and it's on the knees, strike one. One ball, one strike to Ed Boucher. Been out to score the ball game, 5-3 in favor of the Cardinals. And the 1-1 pitch to Boucher, way inside. It gets by Oliver going back to the screen, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Boucher last year with the Chicago Cubs came up with the Philadelphia Phillies. Now Jackson looking for the sign from Gene Oliver, has it, and the 2-1 pitch is high outside, ball three. So Boucher, the first pitch hitter used by the Mets, and there is three balls, one strike. Jackson says, give me another sign. On the 3-1 count. Still looking. Now sets into the windup. Back to the plate. High outside. Ball four. So Boucher picks up a walk. That's Jackson's second walk in the ball game, and that puts the runner at first base. That brings up Richie Ashford. Richie went for two. He singled the left field and scored a run in the third inning, and he flied out to center field. He represents the potential tying run. And deck batter, Felix Mangia. Bill White at first base, holding Boucher on. And the Cardinals shifting around towards the left on Ashburn. Jackson's first pitch is strike. A strike call. Ashburn decoying the butt, moved on down the line as though to bunt. He pulled Boyer in quickly from third base. No balls and one strike. Jackson checking the runner at first, back to the plate if they spotted it. It's over strike two. No balls and two strikes. Richie Ashburn, the batter. Defensively for the St. Louis Cardinals, Oliver behind home plate. First base, Bill White. He has now moved behind Boucher. At second base, Javier. Shortstop, Gauthier. Third base, Ken Boyer. But also Flood and Musial in the outfield, left to right. The two-strike pitch. Line down to White at first base on the first hop. He makes a fine play. Goes over, taps the back himself, and every time is aside. That ball was well hit. And in the inning for the New York Mets, they pick up one run on their first home run. Gil Hodges, 362nd. One base hit. No errors, no one left, and the score at the end. 3 1/2 innings of play. The St. Louis Cardinals, 5. The New York Mets, 3. You know, being New York's largest selling beer, you'd figure that buying gold had quite a story behind it. But actually, it can be summed up in two words. Yes, two little words, extra dry. Those two little words tell you why Rhine Gold has a flavor all its own. An extra refreshing flavor other beers just don't have. Rhine Gold's extra dry brewing is long, slow, and costly, but it makes a big difference in taste. The flavor of Rhine Gold comes through brisk and bright and clean. It's beer as beer should taste. Any wonder then that millions of people say, my beer is Rhine Gold, but dry beer? But discover the difference that dry makes yourself. Enjoy fine gold Rhine Gold right along with the game. Just open up or order up Rhine Gold Extra Dry. Oh, moving to the bottom half of the fourth inning with the score of the ball game 5-3 in favor of the St. Louis Cardinals as they come to bat. And now in the ball game for the Mets, Bob Moorhead, big tall right-hander, and he's taking his warm-up pitches. Bob Moorhead, the right-hander now, completing the tosses. He'll be working to Gene Oliver here in the bottom half of the fourth. Last year, Moorhead was at Jersey City. He had a 5-6 record. He appeared in 21 games. And he had a fine earned run average of 3.33. Comes from Pennsylvania. He's 6'1", 170 pounds. And his first pitch to Oliver, just too low, ball one. Roger Craig started the ball game for the Mets. He worked the first three innings, giving up the 5 runs on 7 hits. He struck out 1, he walked none. So Moorhead will work to Oliver, Gauthier, and Jackson here in the bottom of the fourth inning. There's a base hit. The line caught by Mantilla and almost tears him away as he catches the ball after jumping high in the air. Fine play by Felix Mantilla on a shot by the catcher, Gene Oliver. So Moorhead picks up his first out, and the batter stepping in, Julio Gauthier. Big tall right-handed batter. Score of the game is 5-3, St. Louis. Bob, just outside, ball one with a fastball. Moorhead throws a good sinking fastball. Has a long sweeping motion with his delivery. He was very effective all spring. Now looking in for the sign. Part of the outside, ball two. Kochai grounded out to the third baseman Zimmer in his only try. And this fellow holds the key to the St. Louis Cardinals pennant hope. Young shortstop that they are depending upon to really hold them together in the infield. Two ball pitch on the ground off the end of the bat down to the second baseman Neal. He comes in, fields it by the grass, throws over to Hodges in time, and Kochai is down. So Moorhead now two up and two down, and the batter coming on, Larry Jackson. Jackson fired out deep to left field in his first try, moving Thomas right back to the warning track about 350 feet from home plate. Now time is called as Landreth, Mantilla, Zimmer, and Neal all chalk it over with Bob Moorhead on the mound. Larry Jackson, a right-handed batter, stepping in the batter's box. Score the game 5-3, St. Louis, bottom half of the fourth inning. Minnesota now has gone out in front of Kansas City, 3-0, top of the fifth inning. Moorhead catches with a curveball, strike one to Jackson. No balls, one strike. Jackson, a right-handed batter. Spotted outside, ball one. One ball, one strike. Cardinals scored two in the first. The Mets tied it up with two in the top of the third. And the Cardinals were out in front in the bottom of the third with three. And Gil Hodges made it 5-3 with his first home run of the 62 season, number 362 in his career. 1-1 pitch in the air to shallow center field. Coming on is Ashburn. He's signaling. He's there and makes the catch. And that does it in the fourth for the St. Louis Cardinals. Three up and three down the score at the end of four. The St. Louis Cardinals 5, the New York Mets 3. And now as we move to the fifth inning of the ball game, here is Bob Murphy.
Thank you, Ralph. Here is the summary over the first four innings. First, the line score for the Cardinals, 5 runs on 8 hits. They've had only one man left on. For the New York Mets, 3 runs on 5 hits. The Mets have had 4 left on. Roger Craig, in 3 innings, gave up 5 runs, 8 hits, walked none, and struck out one. It marked the first time since the beginning of spring training that Craig has been hit hard. Larry Jackson, in 4 innings, has given up 3 runs on 5 base hits. For the New York Mets, Charlie Neal, Frank Thomas, and Gil Hodges have driven home the runs. And for the St. Louis Cardinals, Stan Musial has driven 2 runs in. Kenny Boyer 1, Bill White 1, and Manny Minoso 1. Tonight after the game, the New York Mets will be flying back to New York by their chartered airliner. One and all, very excited about the big welcome and the big reception in the form of the parade down Lower Broadway and the welcoming from Mayor Wagner at City Hall tomorrow about noon. After that, the New York Mets will go out to the Polo Grounds to familiarize themselves with the Polo Grounds and the workouts, get all set for the home opener Friday against Pittsburgh. Remember now, tickets are on sale at Grand Central Station, 42nd and Vanderbilt, the Long Island waiting room of the Penn Station and the Polo Grounds. And ticket reservations may be made at all Howard Close Doors. In the fifth inning, it's Felix Mantilla leading off against Larry Jackson. He starts him off with a curve, but it bends outside and low. One ball and no strikes. Felix has grounded out, third to first. His last time up, he drew a walk and later scored on a long outfield fly by Frank Thomas. Now Jackson, the cranks up. Down comes the pitch. A strike on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. One thing that has looked good already for the New York Mets has been the fact that the three men being counted on by Casey Stengel to provide a long ball, Frank Thomas, Gus Bell, and Gil Hodges, all three have hit a long one. Inside and low to Mantilla, he lays off of it. 2 balls and a strike. Thomas hit a ball very deep to center field. That was a sacrifice fly, squaring Mantilla. Gil Hodges, as you would expect Gil to do, what a great old pro, building a home run in his first game at the New York Met. And Gus Bell hit one deep to right field that Musial backed up today. Pitching 2-1. Call strike on the outside corner. He picked off the outside edge with that good slider, and the count is even now at 2-2. Charlie Neal on deck, and then Frank Thomas. The Mets 2 runs behind as they hit in the top of the fifth inning. Nobody on, nobody out. Top half of the fifth. Larry Jackson pitching 2-2. A drive in the air to center field. Coming in is Kurt Flood, and he makes the catch for the out. Hard hit line drive straight away by Mantilla. Charlie Neal, 6-year veteran. Whacked the foul off to the right up over the roof and out of play in the count strike one. Charlie came to the New York Mets in a deal involving Lee Wall. The Mets had paid $125,000 for Lee Wall in the expansion draft and traded him on to the Dodgers to get the valuable Charlie Neal. Neal's last time batting average after 6 years was .265. Inside the high, one ball, one strike.